"By God," says I, all astounded, "so I do. Well, well, and here you are, eh? Damme, I never expected. Well, Baron, I'm glad to see you. I trust Mrs. James is well."
"Surely I should ask you," says he with a thin smile. "I have not seen the lady since that evening."
"No? Well, well, I haven't seen a great deal of her lately myself."
I was prepared to be pleasant and let bygones be bygones if he was. He stood, smiling with his mouth, considering me. "Do you know," says he at length, "I feel sure I have seen you before, but I cannot think where. That is unusual, if I have an excellent memory." "No, not in England. Have you ever been in Germany, perhaps?"
I said I hadn't.
"Oh, well, it is of no interest,"
says he coolly, meaning that I was of no interest, and turned away from me. I hadn't liked him before, but from that moment I hated Bismarck and decided that if ever the chance came to do him a dirty turn, I wouldn't let it slip past me. Tom had said he was full of bounce, and at supper that night we got a good dose of it. It was very free and easy company, as you can imagine, with no women present, and we ate and drank and shouted across the table to our heart's content, getting pretty drunk and nobody minding his manners much. Bismarck ate like a horse and drank tremendously, although it didn't seem to show on him. He didn't say much during the meal, but when the port went round he began to enter the conversation, and before long he was dominating it. I'll say this for him, he wasn't an easy man to ignore. You would have thought that a foreigner would have kept mum and watched and listened, but not he. His style was to ask a question, get an answer, and then deliver judgment. For instance, he says to Tom, what was the hunting like, and Tom remarking that it was pretty fair. Bismarck said he looked forward to trying it, although he doubted if chasing a fox could hold a candle to the boar hunting he'd done in Germany. Since he was a guest, no one pulled his leg, although there were a few odd looks and laughs. But he sailed on, lecturing us about how splendid German hunting was, and how damn good at it he was, and what a treat we were missing not having wild pigs in England. When he'd done, and there was one of those silences, Speed broke it by remarking that I'd done some boar hunting in Afghanistan. The fellows seemed to be looking to me to take the talk away from Bismarck, but before I had the chance he demanded, "In Afghanistan? In what capacity were you there, Captain Flashman?" Everyone roared with laughter at this, and Tom tried to save his guest embarrassment by explaining that I'd been soldiering there and had pretty well won the war single-handed. He needn't have minded, for Bismarck never turned a hair, but began to discourse on the Prussian army, of all things, and his own lieutenant's commission, and how he regretted that there were so few chances of active service these days. "Well," says I, "you can have any that come my way, and welcome." This is the kind of remark that folk love to hear from a hero, of course. The fellows roared, but Bismarck frowned. "You would avoid dangerous service," says he. "I should just think I would," says I, winking at Speed. If only they'd known how true that was. "Damned unpleasant dangerous service. Bullets, swords, chaps killing each other. No peace and quiet at all." When the laughter had died down, Tom explained that I was joking, that I was in fact an exceptionally brave man who would miss no chance of battle and glory. Bismarck listened, his cold eye never leaving me, and then, would you believe it, began to lecture us on a soldier's duty and the nobility of serving one's country. He obviously believed it too, he rolled it out so solemnly, and it was all some of the younger men could do to keep their faces straight. Poor old Tom was in an anguish in case we offended his guest, and at the same time obviously nearly out of patience with Bismarck. "I wish to God my uncle had found some other poor devil to bear lead him," says he later to Speedycut and me. "Was there ever a bigger boar and ass? How am I to deal with the fella, eh?"